Hi there, and welcome to the third episode of the StudyClicks Explains King Lear series. In this episode, StudyClicks expert teacher Peter Tobin will discuss the character of Cordelia. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We have linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you check it out and subscribe to get updates on new content he's making. The next voice you'll hear will be Peter's, and we hope that you enjoy this episode.
Okay, let's take a look at some of the characters in more detail. So first to Cordelia. Cordelia, the youngest daughter of King Lear, is a very well-known character in Shakespeare despite the fact that she's barely in the play at all. The impact of her refusal to go along with her father's love test at the beginning, her strength of character in standing up to her father's savage verbal abuse, as well as her forgiveness at the end, have an outsized effect. Although we don't really see her, her influence is everywhere. There are lots of ways to look at the character of Cordelia. We could, as the critic A.C. Bradley does, simply look at her as the epitome of goodness, purity and daughterly love. She accepts, without remark, her father's abuse, and still she loves him. Her purity and goodness, in this perspective, make her a counterpoint to her sisters, who become representative of moral decay and evil. All we know and think of Cordelia stems from the fact that she refuses to go along with Lear's love test. It's not that she doesn't love her father, it's that she refuses to debase that love by competing with her sisters, who she knows do not mean what they say. Lear's reaction is severe. She's banished, but her value, and you could almost say her correctness in this instant, is demonstrated by the fact that the King of France still wishes to marry her. It's almost as if, in the court of King Lear, a collective mania has taken hold, led by Lear himself, where those who lie and deceive are rewarded and those who do good and tell the truth are punished. That's certainly true of Cordelia, but outside of Lear's court, outside of the kingdom, it's obvious that she is good and noble. As already mentioned, there are many ways of looking at Cordelia. The critic Stephen Greenblatt encouraged us to see her in terms of power dynamic. Her refusing to profess her love for her father is, he says, her standing up against a morally corrupt system, which is evidenced by her father's initial demand. There's also the feminist angle put forward by Carol Rutter, another critic. Rutter maintains that Cordelia's refusal to commodify her love for her father can be seen as a feminist assertion of autonomy, self-respect and agency in a patriarchal world. But regardless of how we choose to see Cordelia, it's clear that Shakespeare uses her to explore many of the themes we see in King Lear, including love, loyalty and, I think maybe most importantly, redemption. Even though she is limited in terms of stage presence, the idea of Cordelia returning to England with the French forces acts as a sort of control on the rest of the action in the play. It shapes the plot. As many of the characters roam the countryside seemingly aimlessly, it is their desire to get to Dover to meet Cordelia and the French forces that gives them purpose. It also gives Lear a redemption arc. He has behaved terribly and has realised the folly of his actions almost immediately with Cordelia's elder sisters Goneril and Regan, but in order for the audience to truly feel anything for him, we need to see him reunited with Cordelia, and it's Lear's shame, his reluctance to see his daughter again because of the shame he feels at his actions, that redeems him in the audience's eyes. So the ending of the play is, of course, desperately bleak. But I believe that this small moment where Lear is redeemed gives the play enough hope, or positivity maybe, to make sitting through the rest of the events at the end worth it. G. Wilson Knight, a literary critic known for his mystical and symbolic interpretations of Shakespeare's work, goes a little further than this, and he sees Cordelia as a Christ-like figure. He suggests that her character embodies sacrificial love and spiritual purity. Knight interprets her death as a redemptive act that brings a form of spiritual resolution to the chaos of the play. So he says, Cordelia's return and subsequent martyrdom can be seen as a symbolic cleansing of the kingdom's sins, her purity and sacrifice offering a stark contrast to the moral decay around her. Cordelia, then, is not on stage for long, but she doesn't have to be. It's what she represents, the ramifications of her actions, that are the real measure of her character, and to that end, she's up there with some of the best known of Shakespeare's female characters.
That concludes Peter's analysis of the character of Cordelia. We hope this helped you to gain a deeper understanding of her and equipped you with ideas and phrases that you can use in your own essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, then we would really encourage you to check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope that you stay tuned for more content like this.